Hiya, Phil. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hiya, yeah, is that Phil?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's Francesca from INS Law about your Scottish redress scheme application.
Yes.
Yeah, is now a good time to talk?
Right.
Yeah, perfect. So I, as we previously spoke, and I've spoken to my manager, and we're happy to take on your case. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you for data protection, okay?
Yes.
So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Margaret Stewart Dempsey. Or that would have been McEwen at the time.
Margaret Stewart. And how do I spell that?
M small c e w a n.
And were you known for, so that is the name you were known as when you were in
college? Pearl is a nickname. I was always called Pearl.
And your date of birth?
The 22nd of 1964.
22nd.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And your current address?
112 Trapper Hill Road in Paisley. PA26UR.
I'm just adding this onto your... Chapel Hill Road, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. And do you recall your address prior to being placed into care?
It was number 2 Thrush Creek's Crescent.
And would you able to spell that for me, sorry?
T-H.
Yeah.
R.
Yeah.
U.
Yeah.
S-H.
Crescent.
Aye. Craig, Thrush Craig. C-R-I-G-E. Crescent.
In Paisley, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. And do you know your birth parents' names?
My who?
Birth parents.
My parents?
Yeah.
Is Margaret McEwen. And my dad was William McEwen.
And are you registered with a GP at the moment that I'd be able to take the name of?
I'm the consultant names, Nielsen Road, Dr. Collins.
Consultant rooms?
Yes.
Is that in Paisley, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Just double check, see if there's any other questions a second. So just to confirm as well, so the email we have on file for you is pearldempsey@hotmail.co.uk. Is
that's
that the right one?
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. So see, all calls are recorded as well for training and quality purposes,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So see, I appreciate the discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So at any point during the phone call, okay, if you need to take a break or if you need any further explanation, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish redress scheme to you. We'll go through your options. I'll explain how INS Law operates. We'll go to the funding and fees and then gather initial information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Cairns, Scotland, prior to the 1st of December 2004. So just want to make sure that you know all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us, okay?
Yeah.
So you're able to apply directly to the scheme without a solicitor, so by yourself, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid by the government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you're successful or not. £2,000 plus the VAT. So with us, we're INS Law, so we do not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, so we're not paid by the government for assisting you. And would I just be able to confirm at this stage that you've not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to the scheme at all?
No.
No? No problem. So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing also. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap. Is that all okay so far? Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's fine.
No problem. So it's important as well that I make clear, so we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well. So if instructed, what we assist with, so we discuss your eligibility to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence for you. We prepare and submit the application, and then we do all the corresponding with the redress scheme. And then we can advise you on any offers made, and then we'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered. And if you're unhappy with the outcome, then we can assist you with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well.
Thank you.
All okay so far?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So if a redress offer is made, I'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important, so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're never expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Right.
So if you decide to proceed with this as well, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And just one last thing as well. So just so we're able to formally act for you, we'll need proof of identity for revocation purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So would you be able to provide a photographic ID?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll also need then proof of address that's dated within 3 months of today's date.
Okay.
So just like a letter or anything like that. So we require this information to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So following this conversation, I'll send you the information via email in relation to what is and what we can accept. If,
okay.
What different forms we can accept. Is that okay, yeah?
That's fine.
Perfect. So in regards to contacting you, so it's usually via telephone, email or text message. Are those all okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your applications? If anything was to happen to you, we would be in contact with them.
No.
And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that you wish to make me aware of?
No problem.
And just a couple last questions. So have you received any relevant payments, so criminal injuries compensation or any advance payment scheme payments, anything like that?
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
Have everything now, make sure that we have everything on file. So the next step now is to go through your case settings. So would you be able to let me know the names of the settings you were in with approximate time frames?
It was 1970, I was 13 at the time. And it was Newfield in Johnston. It was just getting built at the time, but when I get put in.
Yeah. So Newfield Assessment Centre, was it?
Yeah, Newfield Assessment Centre.
Yeah, 1997, yeah?
Yeah, it would have been about that.
Yeah. And why were you first placed here?
I don't know. I just got taken to a children's panel and then before I knew it, I was in there.
So regarding your time there, so would you be able to talk me through anything that you experienced, any forms of abuse that involves emotional, physical, like neglect, anything like that, how you felt?
Well, I felt terrible. I wasn't allowed to go out. Couldn't see my family. They called it a warrant, held under a warrant. So I don't know what that was all about. I never got to see my sister and my brother. I was away for nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
Never get any of my education. So I never really got any jobs because I couldn't spell, didn't have any confidence at all because of it all.
Yeah. So when you say so you lost it on your education,
mm-hmm.
or was it just they just neglected?
They didn't bother. No, the teacher was there, but people kept doing their own thing and she doesn't really. I wouldn't say she was bothered. She just sat there.
Yeah.
And let it all happen.
So, in regards to any other forms of abuse, so did you experience any emotional, any physical, anything like that?
People that was in the homes at the time, people I was scared of because they were picking on you, bullying you. Nothing was done about that either.
So the other kids?
No.
So did the staff ever say anything or hurt you?
No.
No. So it's just they were just watching you be bullied by other
people. It was just a joke.
And you say you were there for 2 years?
I did that. Aye.
So, in regards to the statement now, so is there anything that you'd like to add?
No.
So, further down the line, so once we gather all of your records and all the evidence and things, one of my colleagues will be in touch to do a witness statement with yourself.
Okay.
So, it will be like the short statement we've done today, but just in more detail.
Okay.
Obviously, we'll go down through all the evidence and piece through like a timestamp and everything like that. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah. So following that now, so the next part now is to explain the application. So there's two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme.
Uh-huh.
So there's the fixed payment of £10,000 and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed one, which is up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on the previous awards made by the scheme, I pursue the individually assessed payment for you. Is that okay?
That's fine. You know what you're doing. I've not got a clue.
Okay. So you won't need to attend any meetings with the scheme or anything. So we'll provide the statement on your behalf to the scheme. So we'll do everything for you.
Thank you.
That's okay. So that the next step now would for me to send you some documents, contracts over.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority, which gives us then the permission to access
uh-huh.
your records. And it also then include part one and part two. So it'll contain the information about the care settings and then all the details you shared with me today.
Okay.
So I can get those sent over to you now. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed. So if you're happy to,
mm-hmm.
Once you sign those, then I can get your application sent over to redress. So I'll send them over now. And if you want, so I can stay on the phone with you while you take a look at those if you'd like. So if you have any questions or anything.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I've sent those over to you now, so they should get to you by email or text message. So did you say you wanted me to stay on the phone, sorry?
No, I've just got an email.
Yeah. So just double check to see if the link works.
Mm-hmm.
So it should say, so it'll say click the link below to sign the document. So is that link working okay?
Hi.
Yeah. So on the bottom of the screen as well, it'll say a number with fields required. So if you click on that, it'll take you to the pages that require a signature to save you having to try scroll through and find it. And then once you've reached the bottom of the contract, you just scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll be able to tick the last box then that you need on the bottom of the page. And then it's like a blue purple box then should become a darker colour for you then to be able to submit the signatures. Is everything okay so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Perfect. So they've just come through to my system now. So I'll just double check everything's okay. And then I can get your application then sent over to Redress. So I'll send you an email regarding the proof of address. So we also have a WhatsApp as well that you can send them to if that's easier.
Yeah.
So the number for that then will be on the bottom of the email. So I've just sent that through to you. Oh, perfect. Yeah, so the signature's pulled in, perfect, on all of them. So what I'll do now is I'll get this sent over to Redress, and then I'll be back in touch when we receive any communication from Redress. But
okay.
In the meantime, if you have any questions for me, okay, feel free to email or call, okay?
That's fine.
That's perfect. But thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you have any questions, please call, okay?
I will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you very
much.
Bye-bye.